Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is crazy. I can't believe this is the first time this woman has been interviewed on a radio show. I thought we've had her on the radio before because, man, she's got such an incredible story. She's got such an incredible Montana story. But, hey, that's part of the reason why we're doing this special program here on Giving Tuesday. Yeah, for those who don't know, you heard of Black Friday. You've heard of Cyber Monday. We kind of skipped over that one. Today is Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday is a great opportunity to give back to those great charitable organizations across Montana, those great service organizations across Montana. And so today we're doing a Warriors in Quiet Waters radiothon and showing some extra love to our friends at Warriors in Quiet Waters for all they do for our post 9/11 veterans here. But first up on the program here this hour, we've got Ali Ramirez, who has been on the board for Warriors in Quiet Waters for 6 years now. Ali, I can't believe this is your first time ever being interviewed on the radio. That is a massive failure on our part that we haven't interviewed you already.
Well, that's by design. In my former career, you couldn't have electronic footprints and you couldn't talk about what you did. So I'm trying to be vulnerable and open up because that's for our warriors.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you talk about what you did. So you're a Bozeman, Montana native, grew up in Bozeman, and then you left. You end up becoming a Russian linguist, an intelligence analyst in the U.S. Navy, and then you become a diplomat working for the U.S. State Department for, 17 years after that?
16, yep. So 21 years total, and it took me 27 years to get back home to Montana, and it's been great, but it's been quite a story. My transition home after 32 moves to a different country and state has been the hardest and also the best, most rewarding. It's a great story.
What was the craziest thing about your, 27 years in the military and in the State Department?
I don't know if I can get too much into that, but I will say there's a lot of stories that go on. And I went into the Navy right out of high school because it wasn't just a job; it was an adventure. It was a pretty sleepy time. It was 1990, and becoming a Russian linguist, and then I would find myself at age 20 working for NSA, secret security clearance, polygraph, and then would go off and go into embassy work and find, it was pretty sleepy at the time. I was in the former Soviet Union working kind of WMD stuff, now Luger at embassies there. And then between 2000 and 2002, I went to Colombia where the only fighting was kind of going on because of the spear. At the thing, I would meet and marry a special forces officer, and 9/11 happened.
And the whole world changed after that. Well, hold that thought. Yeah, that's crazy. You were a Russian linguist, and yeah, the wall came down. The Cold War appeared to be over, so it seemed a little quiet. And then, of course, everything changed. Ali Ramirez joining us from Bozeman here for our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. Back right after this quick break to hear more of her incredible story.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Ali Ramirez has her doctorate in physical therapy and, now runs her business in the Bozeman area where she grew up after a incredible career overseas. Ali, you were telling us how, it seemed like the world was relatively quiet. Here you are, you're a Russian linguist and intelligence analyst with the Navy. The Berlin Wall comes down, the Cold War is over, seems like the world's, a little quiet, right? And then, boom, you were telling us how you marry this Green Beret, Special Forces officer, you're in Colombia at the time, 9/11 happens, the whole world goes crazy.
Well, and what you, I was expecting my tour at the embassy, and 9/11 occurred, and there's you're all products of your last emotional experience. That was a sliding door moment, and these experiences can be good and bad, right? I remember coming home after 9 months. I was probably 28 at the time, back to Bozeman for a week, and just realized how much the world had changed. And then I would just keep going out for years and years and years. And 11 years later, so now I've done 21 years, I'm like, I wanted to come home. And my husband decided to keep the point. So I would come home, but in between, in my 40s, I would get a doctorate in physical therapy. And I get home 27 years, and it was the hardest transition that I'd ever had, 32 moves to a different country or state. And the reason being is, I mean, give a little bit of a perspective. During World War II, roughly 22% of the population lived for 4 years. With 9/11, roughly 0.5% of the population served for 20 years. And when I came home, I thought I was going to come home on a float. And it was just a really tough transition that my classmates, you know, they married, they'd gone to MSU, they had all these other connections. And because I'd been in the world, I was having a hard time being vulnerable, speaking out, telling my stories, right? And one of the things, too, he talked about during World War II, a lot of the soldiers come home. And when they did, they came home. It took them 2 or 3 months. They came back on ship, and they could tell their stories. They could decompress with their loved ones. And that wasn't the case for so many of us. What I will say with Warriors in Quiet Waters, I've been on the board for 6 years, because by coming home, I feel like I embody our mission, finding that peace, serenity in the mountains. And I want to go back to how we're all products of our last emotional experience, both positive and negative. Now we're having positive experiences with other people in nature. And they're not negative anymore. They're positive, and also in a civilian life. So what Warriors in Quiet Water says, we're not a one-and-done program. We bring in also loved ones, and we don't just, like, it's not a vacation. You come for a week, and then we throw you back out. I just went on vacation for a week, and I came back to my mortgage and it's going up. You know, life happens. You can go on vacation, and then, you know, you got to come back to reality. We follow our participants, and they're not alone. Their loved ones aren't alone. And my marriage, which didn't survive a 2.5 deployment, really would have benefited from one of the programs of Warriors in Quiet Waters. And we follow through. We tell our stories, and they're not alone. It makes a difference. It's why I've been on the board for 6 years, and I'm just so proud of our mission, and it's changed my world.
Yeah, that's interesting, that analogy you make where, okay, so years of deployments, years of moving this country, that country, or deployments, various combat deployments for the warriors that might go through Warriors in Quiet Waters, they might, you know, be held back by some of these negative emotional experiences. You're now replacing that with these positive emotional experiences, like you say, catching that first fish on a fly rod, or now with the Hunt for Purpose program, learning how to archery hunt an elk, for example, and how that can really be key in making that switch mentally to being back home.
Exactly. And being able to talk about it. I remember coming home and hearing, like, no, you know, we're not wounded. We don't have a disorder. I mean, I've been shot at. I've been abducted. And it's not because I have a disorder. I do have some PTS, but working through it, and for all of us to realize, like, we're just part of a community. And it's also important for me. I've learned to open up, be more vulnerable. As I said, this is the first time I've actually even kind of told my story, whatever story I'm giving you at this time. It's just, so grateful to be home. I'm so grateful for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And we do equip our warriors to thrive. And we are all built for more. And I think it's part of both the civilian and it's on all of us to connect and give back to our communities. I'm from here. I'm so grateful to be home and so grateful to be giving back also to both communities that I've straddled for so many years.
That's amazing. You're somebody who's been shot at, somebody who you said you were abducted, and yet you feel the need to give back.
Yeah. I want to. It's complex. them. I'm, you know, Bozeman, Montana is my place. I'm so grateful that my parents are still here. They're in their 80s. We went to Sac for Thanksgiving, and I'm just, there's more. There's so much more out there, and excited. But please just know that Warriors in Quiet Water, we're not a one and done. We are helping, helping our Warriors, both their loved ones, male and female, and equipping them to thrive in a civilian world.
That's the
thing.
And on this Giving Tuesday, if you want to give to Warriors in Quiet Waters, Ali Ramirez has been a board member now for 6 years. You can donate. Go to WQWF.org, WQWF.org/donate to help out this Montana-based organization.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Paige Billings from Anthem Snacks joining us here in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to go back to Ali Ramirez, U.S. Navy intelligence analyst, veteran, Russian linguist, and then served several years as a diplomat, multiple embassies around the globe for the State Department. Ali, I do want to go back to this, just to this thought here. You know, you were talking about you've been shot at, you were abducted, all of this in serving your country, and yet you feel the need and the desire to give back to others. I wonder, is it because when you experience how bad things can be everywhere else, that it makes you even more grateful for how good things are here and for the people that have made things so good here in America? And I also think about, you know, you talked about every time you'd come home to Bozeman after being in this country or that country, you would see Bozeman change over the years, just like every other community has changed over the years. And there's a lot of people in Bozeman right now who are saying, oh, it's not the Bozeman it used to be. Well, you've seen it change several times over the years. But I don't know. I find both of those thoughts kind of interesting about how, you know, everywhere you've been and no matter how bad you had it at times during your service, it's almost a reminder of how good we have it back here in America. Is that what drives your gratefulness and your desire to give back through organizations like Warriors in Quiet Waters?
100%. All the countries I've been, Bozeman to me is still home and the best place I've ever been. I get asked that all the time. And if I can just get back to service, whatever the faith that you have or giving back in service is so important. And I want to speak, I'm a physical therapist now, and I'm also been a government employee for 30 plus years. I don't have a whole lot of money, but my life has been about service. And so it's not so much whether it's $5 or $1,000 or whatever in giving. For the longest time, I've served for 6 years, and a lot of it is just giving my time. And we recognize that it's not about the dollar amount, but also I encourage anyone to just get out there for us or for any organization. But service, you feel better and you realize, you know, you lift each other up. It's community. And so just know that any dollar amount is fantastic, and also just time.
Yeah, no, that's right. There's so many different ways you can serve. And yeah, if you can give financially, whether it's $5 or $5,000, we've got a $10,000 match that a generous anonymous donor has given. So we've got a $10,000 match. So if you go to WQWF.org/donate right now, any dollar you give will be matched up to $10,000, but it could just be your time. You know, I was lucky enough to take a few days off earlier this summer and go volunteer, and God, it was just incredible. I mean, even if I wasn't the guy doing the fishing, I was getting to tag along on some incredible water here in Montana and just get outside. It was just such a blessing. And hey, I think they'd almost rather have a non-veteran out there. I started to wonder, you know, helping out, because then they see that community support. So, you know, you know, definitely get a hold of Warriors in Quiet Waters if you want to volunteer some time, or if you want to donate, you can do that right now. Ali Ramirez Rivers, one of these days, let's get you in studio, have you on for a full hour if you're open to sharing more, because this has been incredible.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for your time.
No, thank you. Thank you, and thanks for what you continue to do for Warriors in Quiet Waters. Yeah, on this Giving Tuesday, we're doing our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. We did one last year, kind of just as a last-minute kind of, hey, what about doing a Radiothon at the end of the year? And thanks to your generous contributions, we helped them surpass their year-end goal, which was just incredible, especially given some of the uncertainty that was out there a year or so ago. Next up on the phone lines, you know, speaking of different ways that you can serve, maybe it's volunteering your time. Maybe it's a cash contribution or a donation here on this Giving Tuesday. This is another really cool way that the business family can give back to the Warriors and Quiet Waters family. Paige Billings is the Vice President of Marketing for Anthem Snacks. Paige, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah, I've been hearing about you guys for quite some time now, and I thought, man, they would be cool to talk to on the radio, so it's good to have you on here. Tell us about Anthem Snacks.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's an incredible opportunity on Giving Tuesday to support Warriors in Quiet Waters. A little bit about us, we're a veteran-owned and operated meat snack company here in Bozeman, Montana. And we, our big part of our mission is that we give back 10% of profits to veteran and first responder nonprofit organizations. Warriors in Quiet Water is one of those. And feeling the direct impact in our community, giving back is huge. So there's so many remarkable organizations here in Bozeman, Warriors in Quiet Water being one of them that we're really proud to give back to.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, too. So basically, you'll give back a percentage of proceeds. So if people buy some of your jerky or your other snacks, a percentage then goes straight back to Warriors in Quiet Waters to help support what they're doing, whether it's the ice fishing FXs, the fly fishing FXs, or now the Hunt for Purpose program. And then there's other companies that are doing something similar. I know there's a bottle of whiskey that gives a portion of proceeds back to Warriors in Quiet Waters. There's a beer can. There's the Montana Dog Food Company, want to feed your pets, our buddy Jim McCray, a company he helped start, they give a portion back to Warriors in Quiet Waters. Did I hear right that you guys became the official jerky of the UFC?
Yes, we did. Yeah, I want to touch on something really quick before I move on to that. Being veteran-owned and operated is something that is really, really incredible for our organization, especially now that we're the official jerky of the UFC. And we've just started in 2020, so it's remarkable our growth. And our founder is a former Green Beret, our VP of operations is a former Green Beret, and our general manager just got off active duty this summer, and he's an EOD tech, and I am a veteran spouse. So our whole team has been in the mix of the military world and post-military world now since 2006. So giving back to Warriors in Quiet Waters and other organizations has just been an incredible, tangible impact in our community. And not only do we donate money to these nonprofits, we also donate jerky, an in-kind donation to help support these initiatives and FXs. So the Hunt for Purpose program, when they kicked off their first program last year, we were able to support with snacks in their packs. So they got jerky for each day of their pack trip, which was really cool to see, and, fuel the hunters on that FX. But yes, this summer we officially became the official jerky of the UFC and official meat snack of the UFC. So we have a new product launching here in the new year, which pulls into the meat snack category, but it's been a whirlwind and an incredible opportunity to be part of the UFC family as a partner.
Yeah, that's really cool. You think jerky and you think UFC. I mean, anybody who's deployed overseas with the military, you'd see a whole bunch of guys get up, at ODARK 30, if they had a TV on their little compound to go watch a UFC fight in jerky. I mean, whether we were hiking around the mountains of Afghanistan or stuck in a Humvee in Iraq. I mean, jerky were the best snacks to get in those care packages. So that's incredible. What's the names of some of the leadership that you mentioned? Well, first off, thanks for your service as a military spouse, because we don't thank our spouses and our family members enough for the sacrifices that you endure. And that's why I love how Warriors in Quiet Waters also really that makes families a part of their programs as well. Tell us who are some of the founders and some of the leadership team. You mentioned you got some Green Berets in there. You got an EOD technician. They're incredible as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our founder, Nate Kawana, is a former Green Beret, served multiple deployments, and our VP of Operations, Patrick Lynch, actually served on multiple deployments with Nate. So they were third group Green Berets, and they reconnected after, you know, years of service together to come together when Nate wanted to start Anthem Snacks, which is really cool. So when I joined the team, it was cool to kind of join their long-term friendship and, you know, hear all of their stories of their time in service. And then our general manager, EOD Tech, like I mentioned, he's actually my husband. So he joined the team this summer as he transitioned off of active duty, which was really cool. That's the majority of our team. We're a pretty small and nimble company at this point.
That's great. What was the Army EOD, Navy EOD? We talked about the Air Force EOD there earlier. Army, okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Bozeman? Why Bozeman?
So my husband and I are local to the area. Our family lives here. I went to MSU for undergrad, and that's how we connected with Nate. Nate is originally from Houston, served in the military, so took him to Fort Bragg, and then did some time in the big cities, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, and realized that he wanted to transition back to a place that he could really meet the community, be one with the community, and have an actual impact with his veteran community. You know, Montana has so many veterans in this state, so it's incredible to be around your peers. So when we started the company in 2020, which is, you know, a great time to start a company, June 2020, he was living in Billings and just transitioned over to Bozeman. And at the time, my husband and I actually were stationed down in Texas, and then Pat lived out in Virginia. He did a lot of time in the private sector after he did 25 years of service. So we were all split during 2020, and most recently all transitioned back to Bozeman, so it's home for us. Came home, and we opened an office out in Four Corners, so on Baxter and Jackrabbit. So if anyone's in the area and wants to swing by during the business week, you're more than welcome to come say hi to us. Usually we're just, you know, packing boxes and figuring out what to do next as a small business.
That's very cool. I got to make that happen. I'd love to stop in and see everybody and say hi. Sounds incredible. Such a cool veteran entrepreneur success story. Paige Billings.
Definitely.
Paige Billings, Anthem Snacks, website if people want to purchase your products.
Yeah, you can find us on anthemsnacks.com. We have a 15% military discount. You can find us on Instagram at Anthem Snacks.
Very cool. All right. And meantime, Giving Tuesday, support Warriors in Quiet Waters, WQWF.org.
Attention, football.
Man, I'll tell you what, on Monday morning's show, we started off the 6 o'clock hour with Senator Steve Daines on Fox News talking about the Senate races in 2024. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, some very interesting business news with Evelyn Pyburn in the Big Sky Business Journal. Wind power blades made from wood instead of metal. Imagine that. That was in the 7 o'clock hour. Then John Jackson, the Joker, in the 8 o'clock hour. An update on the homeless shelter in Lewistown in the 9 o'clock hour. All the audio, MontanaTalks.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wow, this is incredible. I just checked my messages during the break. We're doing our Giving Tuesday Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on this Giving Tuesday. And check this out. Donations flowing in right now. WQWF.org/donate. WQWF.org/donate. I've also got, if you want to mail a donation in, I've got their address. Go to MontanaTalks.com and you'll see the info there. But Lori B. donated $5,000. Jeff B., $100. William, $500. Kathleen, $25. Anne, $2,500. And Connor, $100. That's just some of the donations that are just now coming in for the Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. Big thanks to every single one of you. And like I say, if you want to donate, WQWF.org/donate. Coming up in just a second, we're going to chat with retired Marine Corps Colonel Brian Gilman. He is the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters, and we're going to talk about the Hunt for Purpose program and so much more. But first, we got a caller on the phone lines with, looks like, either a question or a comment. State Senator Brad Molnar, hey, thanks for calling in. I see this this archery hunt piqued your interest. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for letting me borrow your listeners for a minute. I really don't know if it's a question or a comment, but I guess it's a comment, and I would like to have the input from your guests from Quiet Waters. When they were talking about the archery hunt for disabled, of course, I got excited about that. I've been involved in that site for 6 years in Montana. Of those that hold the permit because they're disabled, use modified archery equipment. About a third are disabled veterans, and about half of those were disabled in service. They've lost an arm. They've lost a hand. They've been shot in the shoulder, and they can't hold anything up. And in 48 states, they would be allowed to use a crossbow during archery season because of their disability. Montana is one of two states that says no, with no scientific evidence to back it up. At the last hearing of the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission, three commissioners voted to shut the meeting down before disabled persons could testify, including Lieutenant Colonel Garvey, who's a quadriplegic, who wants to be able to go hunting with his son and use a crossbow because he can only go during good weather, which is archery season.
Yeah, he's out of Missoula.
The entire committee voted that they would not allow a disabled person to make the request. You cannot even ask in Montana. If any of those people had used a crossbow, not knowing Montana's laws, because if they came from a different state, we'll put them in jail for 6 months. I want to know what the people that are advocating for the disabled to be able to hunt and fish in Montana feel about how the Montana legislature and commission feel about allowing them to use the only type of equipment that will allow them to do so.
Interesting. No, very, very interesting question. It'd be really interesting, too, I think, especially given this Hunt for Purpose program. You know, it's in its early stages right now, but it'd be really interesting to see, hey, what are you guys finding through this Hunt for Purpose program as you take these warriors out there with a range of abilities and with a range of challenges, with a range of injuries seen or unseen, right? And what are you seeing and learning from that, and then to possibly provide input when it comes to these types of conversations. Senator Molnar, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Let's turn now to retired Marine Corps Colonel Brian Gilman, the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters, here on this Giving Tuesday. Colonel Gilman, always great to have you on the show. For the people who are familiar with the Warriors in Quiet Waters story, they're going to be excited to hear about this new Hunt for Purpose program in particular.
Yeah, Aaron, hey, thanks so much for having us on. I can't tell you how much we appreciate all that you do for Warriors in Quiet Waters and the veterans that we serve. You know, this radiothon is just one small example of all that you do. You've been our MC at Warrior Taste Fest. You volunteered in our program. You're always sending us great ideas on how to continue with our mission. So can't tell you how much we appreciate this today.
Well, it's a small amount compared to what so many others do. I should remind our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Warriors in Quiet Waters, you're a Butte, Montana native, so you as a Montana kid after decades serving your country, You were retired as the chief of staff at MARSOC, which is the special operations component for the U.S. Marine Corps. You know, the Army has the Green Berets, the Navy has their SEALs, the Naval Special Warfare, and the Marines have MARSOC. And so you had an incredible career, but thankfully you were able to come home and really take something that you're passionate about to give back to your fellow veterans.
Yeah, I'm a very proud Butte, Montana native, and, you know, coming home to Montana was always part of the plan. The opportunity to come back and serve veterans here at Wars and Quiet Waters in my home state for this incredible organization that I'm a member of is quite honestly a dream come true. We exist to enable veterans to thrive and to find purpose in their post-military lives, and having this opportunity to serve veterans here at Wars and Quiet Waters gives me purpose. Gets me out of bed excited every day to come to work and do the challenging things that we're trying to do.
Yeah, I know you're a soft-spoken, humble guy. I might have you just speak a little closer into that headset. It's coming in a little lower on my end. I'm still hearing you decent, but yeah, because you got a lot of great things to share. Colonel Gilman, you know, with this Hunt for Purpose program, you know, why is it so important to expand out? You know, I know it's more than just a fishing experience. It's more than just a fishing trip. I mean, you know, the founder, one of the co-founder of Warriors in Quiet Waters, when he came home from Vietnam, he talks about how he found healing out there on these waters when he was fly fishing, and he wanted to give that to these post 9/11 veterans as they were, you know, coming back wounded from Iraq and Afghanistan. And this long engagement over 20 years. But for you, it's also, you know, you found that same type of experience hunting elk in your home country.
I did. And, you know, Aaron, as you know, you don't come home from combat unchanged. You know, combat affected me in my own unique way based on the things that I saw and experienced overseas. And I did. I found, you know, I was able to make meaning of those things that I saw and experienced in combat, that the way that I lost friends overseas, hunting in the Greenhorn Mountains here in Montana. And I recognized early on in my tenure here at Warriors in Quiet Waters that was another mechanism that we could use to lead veterans past healing to thriving. Archery elk hunting is a challenging endeavor. And a lot of veterans are looking to continue that challenge after their military service. So it was another meaningful way that we could engage veterans and set them on a path to thriving. We're through two years now of the Hunt for Purpose program. It's been incredibly successful. It mirrors our fishing program now, Built for More, and the results that we're seeing out of it are quite honestly, you know, incredible.
What I found fascinating at talking with some of the warriors, both male and female alike, who've been going through the Hunt for Purpose program, is really how you're transforming the programming to, okay, not only do we take you on this fishing experience or this hunting experience or this ice fishing experience, but to me, I guess the way I would put it in layman's terms is you're basically taking a leadership personal development seminar. It's like a leadership seminar combined with a hunting trip at the end of it or in the middle of it. And so what these warriors were telling me is when they show up on the ground, they already have this connection with the fellow warriors that are out there on the hunt with them or on the fishing trip with them. And so they get more meaningful conversation and engagement to make it even more of a transformational program.
Yeah, we connect each participant in our program with their cohort prior to them physically coming here to Montana. So they know everybody when they show up in terms of the veterans that are in their cohort. And we do that intentionally because that connection and belonging is one of the keys to a thriving life. You know, our program, both Built for More and Hunt for Purpose, are both designed to help veterans build strength in what we call the pillars of a thriving life. You know, what everything that the research on human well-being tells us that we need, things like connection and belonging, things like a clear understanding of who you are, your identity, what your potential in life is, what a life of meaning and purpose looks like to you. And we put them through what's now a year-long program for Built for More and a six-month program for Hunt for Purpose through a program that helps them build strength in those pillars, using that cohort peer support and peer accountability to get through this program and come out the other side with a much better understanding of how they can continue to live a life of purpose. Because that's something that so many veterans, especially combat veterans, will struggle with when they leave the service. As you know, when we're on active duty, the mission, the purpose, our comrade, our teams, that's everything to us. And we live that life the entire time that we're on active duty. And when we come home from active duty, that disappears largely for so many veterans. And rebuilding the sense of purpose that was as meaningful as their time in service is incredibly hard to do, and that's what we do here at Warriors in Quiet Waters. We move beyond healing to thriving, and we help veterans live intentional, purpose-driven lives.
Well, and the other thing, too, and we'll come back to this after the break, Colonel Gilman, if you can't stand by, and we'll chat more with you here after this break, because just like you outfit these warriors with all the fishing gear when they go through the fishing experience so that it can now be a new lifestyle for them, same deal with the hunting gear as well, fully kitted up. So, again, on this Giving Tuesday, great opportunity to give to some of your favorite charitable organizations or service organizations. And if you can, donate to WQWF.org, WQWF.org.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There have now been over 75 attacks against Americans in Syria, Iraq, and other areas in the region. And now another aggressive action by the Chinese Navy in the South China Sea against America's Navy. And it's like, and these are international waterways, and nothing seems to ever happen. It doesn't matter what China ever does. It doesn't seem to matter what the mullahs in Iran ever do. Why? I don't know. Could it maybe possibly have something to do with what the Chinese may have on the Biden family syndicate, knowing that they got tens of millions of dollars from them?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Treat yourself to a gift that you will use and love every day with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Save up to 50% off everything during their Cyber Monday sale. Now, Blinds.com, they make it simple and easy to customize beautiful blinds and drapes and shutters. Now, they even have my favorite motorized shades. It's the coolest toy you'll get this year. Shop at Blinds.com for their Cyber Monday sale now and save up to 50% off site-wide, plus big doorbusters. Up to 50% off everything at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
December 6th, the final GOP debate of the year is on News Nation, America's fastest-growing cable news network. SiriusXM's Megyn Kelly, News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas, and the Washington Free Beacon's Eliana Johnson moderate a live primetime event from the University of Alabama as the candidates make their case to America on the only network for all America. The News Nation Republican Primary Debate, live December 6th, 8 Eastern. To find News Nation on your TV, go to joinnn.com.
With your financial professional before making an investment decision. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Our WQW Radiothon on this Giving Tuesday continues. And by the way, very cool. I just got the latest update. We're only about $1,000 away from meeting the $10,000 match. So if you go to WQWF.org/donate, WQWF.org/donate right now, hey, maybe we can bust this match here in a few minutes, if not before the show wraps up at 10 a.m. Back to Colonel Brian Gilman, retired out of the U.S. Marine Corps, Butte, Montana native, now the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Colonel Gilman, yeah, talk about how the Hunt for Purpose program is kind of run, because you're going to have warriors with various levels of abilities and challenges facing them following, you know, wartime injuries, et cetera. So talk about kind of how the Hunt for Purpose and how the program and how it's run. And then, yeah, I want to remind people, just like you outfit the fishermen with the full gear, the full kit, same thing when it comes to the Hunt for Purpose program.
Yeah, we do. The way Hunt for Purpose works is it all starts with the application. You know, veterans will apply on our website to be selected for the program. It's a very rigorous application selection process. Once they're selected, they're formed into the cohort. We connect with the cohort virtually before they ever come to Montana. And then they're looking at three trips to Montana over the course of the next 6 months. They come for a week in the early spring. And that first week is all about orienting and equipping them on the program. So we get them fully outfitted in all the archery equipment that they're gonna need to successfully complete an archery elk hunt. It's theirs to keep. It's their equipment. They're gonna go home with it. They're gonna have it forever. because we want them to continue to go back to this skill time and time again, going back to nature, receive the benefits that they get from doing immersive activities like fly fishing and elk hunting in nature. We'll spend a week really get on skills building, orienting them on their equipment, getting their equipment all dialed in, starting the process of learning how to use archery equipment, start working through thriving in the mountains, all those field skills that you need, and giving them opportunities to connect closely with the fellow members of their cohort, those other veterans in the cohort, as well as the volunteers and the staff that are supporting the program. And then we start them on what we call the guided discovery process, where we start working through these pillars of a thriving life that I talked about earlier. The participants will then return home after that first week in Montana. They'll continue to reconnect online with their cohort and our staff, and they continue to meet every week working through these pillars of a thriving life that we talked about. We bring them back again in the summertime for another week-long experience here in Montana, and that's really about really dialing in all those skills that we introduced at the beginning of the program, giving them another opportunity to connect in person, make those relationships that are so important for everyone to thrive really happen, and get them fully prepared to execute the archery elk hunt. And then we bring them each back in groups of two over the course of three different weeks during the September-October archery elk season, where they spend about a seven-day trip hunting elk in nature. This past year, we sent two of our female veterans into the Bob Marshall Wilderness for a week. We had two additional veterans in the Pioneer Mountains, and the other two went to a private ranch down south of Dillon. So they'll spend a week in a archery elk hunting camp pursuing elk. And it's really designed to help them use that elk hunting as a mechanism to find the purpose that we were talking about before. They all come back at the end, and we have a wrap up with all the participants, work through everything that they've learned and how they've grown. And then they go into our alumni engagement program, and they continue to stay engaged with us through that.
That's right. Yeah. And all of this is thanks to these generous donations. And again, on this Giving Tuesday, you can donate WQWF.org/donate. And as Colonel Gilman's told us before, like, we go back to the year 2020 when some other organizations maybe were ramping down because of what was going on. They ramped up. They continued to increase their programs. They continued to increase the opportunities to serve these warriors. And they've done it every year since. Colonel Gilman, thanks for your time. Thanks for all you and your staff does for your fellow veterans. Great to have you on the program.